Oh, yeah. But you have no idea who this is, brother. Previously, on the Legion of Renop.
Duckface jumps free of the magical sanctuary, goes for the T-Rex's throat, and tears out its jugular.
Woo!
Duckface stands astride the T-Rex and howls at the heavens. It stays there for a moment. It opens up like a picture.
Oh my god.
And you can see in front of you what appears to be a flowing field of gray.
Are there any purple mountains, Majesty?
No. So it's a portal, basically?
Yeah. And Zhao looks at it, his eyes go wide, and he says, and he jumps.
Lock on!
That's probably where I can't really detect it.
Ninjas!
Sibo jumps through.
Wait, how close is the townsman to me?
I mean, they're running around, so you can probably grab
one. I grab one and stab one. They did army business.
I'm like, we're gonna rule this place.
What the fuck, dude? So Dragonface stabs a random collar and screams.
Was he asking for it?
Was he asking for it?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Yeah.
Zhao turns around.
Oh, fuck.
So Zhao, regardless of what you do, or did, walks up to you, takes his katana, and swings it. Mm. You lose two fingers.
Wait, I thought I hit one too. Alright, now I'm gonna fight him again.
Seems like, will you help me take back my land?
No. Yeah, do they have a shard?
Alright, well, I guess Andrew can help.
Sure.
Alright, those two idiots can help.
Yeah, we'll probably need to treasure.
Strange. Lenny, let's go steal this shit from the castle.
Yeah, once we take it over, I can get all the loot.
Considering it's a Japanese place, it's probably well trapped, given how feudal Japan was. Strange magic.
Oh yeah, brother. Now it's time for Legion of Renob, episode 15.
Okay. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Yeah. Shadow?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. So the four adventurers are now following Zhao to what you assume is the palace of wherever you are. You don't really have any idea that your current location.
I was thinking that we don't even know if this is Japan. It could just be Asia in the fantasy world.
Well, I mean,
so, Zhaoland.
Yeah, Zhaoland.
New Zhaoland.
So you're all following Zhao now, correct?
We have to.
No, you can leave if you want.
Fuck that guy. Cut off my fingers.
He kind of deserved it.
Alright, so let's follow him because we'll steal his stuff later.
Okay, so the adventuring crew is now following Zhao up the cherry blossom covered hill to what appears to be
covered in ninja corpses.
A palace. No, there's no sign of any ninja corpses. There is no one at the door, oddly enough. But it's shut, so you guys show me your moves.
I think we should open the door. let's check for traps. Yeah. It's
nothing. He's standing at the door, sort of listening inside.
You know, Urban Dictionary has a very strange definition of cherry blossom. When a man sits on a girl's while she is then he'll most likely have a on his.
Did you not know what a cherry blossom was, so you had to Google it?
I had the Urban Dictionary, because I knew there was a thing. I didn't know it was that, though, so.
Why did we read that aloud?
So our viewers could hear.
Alright.
Urban Dictionary, the official sponsor.
Lenny, roll a perception check.
Yeah, I guess that'd be a 8.
Lenny listens inside the building, but doesn't hear anything.
Anyone else want to attempt one?
I'll do it. I'm smart. 5. Not that smart.
Owl for perception.
Dragonface hears his own voice.
21.
Reading heavily.
Oh, dang. Perceptive as heck.
So Mazzetto uses his beard as an amplifying device. It's able to hear inside the palace. No fighting, but murmured whispers.
And he can't make out the whispers.
He can't make out the whispers.
I wouldn't be able to understand.
That's true.
Well, that's not going to help very much. I say
I'm going to cast.
I kick in the door.
Oh, is the door still there?
Yeah, the door's still there.
Okay, it's not just like an open thing. Okay.
You can open it or kick it.
I kick it in.
Is there like? Is there any?
It doesn't matter. We kick it in.
I hide to the side.
Dragon face kicks in the door.
Okay.
Inside, waiting for him is nothing. The palace appears. The palace appears to be empty. With everything's fairly clean and organized, with no signs of battle or anything. The inside has four spiraling pillars. But besides that, nothing. There's just an empty courtroom.
Well, is there anything on? Is there a throne?
No, there's no throne.
Yeah, what's the decor?
Asian.
Okay, that's all I needed.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I guess we give up.
We did a good quest, guys.
Yeah. Alright, okay. I robbed the orb.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Can't we go 10 minutes without this? Bothering?
You could probably to find translate another for Zao. Door. Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
I think yeah, it's on auto-translate.
Okay, yeah, isn't it on auto-translate? Yeah, so okay. Hey, yo, Zao, where are we going?
Do not speak to me, worm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Zao, where are we going?
I'm sorry, poop face. Where are we going?
Through this door, the far side, to the throne room. I'm feeling whatever is waiting for us is waiting for us there.
Oh, that's weird. Do you have magic powers? Because I didn't think you did. Sibo, maybe you should check since you do have magic powers.
What am I checking?
Just, I don't know. Zao apparently senses things, so...
I mean, so did Mazzetto with his ears. Those non-magical devices that are attached to his head.
I don't know, his beard is pretty magical.
Alright, well, let's just go for
so
it.
So there's another door at the end? There's another door at the end of the room.
Is there anything else? No other doors? No.
No.
Any vents I could sneak through?
Do you want there to be a vent you
were
can sneak
vents
through?
in the 8th century?
I think Sly Cooper had them.
That was a little past
I don't
the
doubt
century.
That at all.
Hell yeah.
You want they had lasers too. Line? There was Asian things in there.
You want to pull some vents? You can do that.
Nah.
Okay.
We're safe though.
They might have like one of those maybe. Just like natural like holes on top of the roof to like let air out, you know, like an air circulation. Not like a modern duct, but like a just a hole in the ceiling.
You can try and perceive.
Or we can just
yeah. Can we just? What is the building?
I look
like?
Up.
Yeah. I mean, we could listen.
I look
at the
dead corpse on the ground. Yeah. You see. Over the doorway, there appears to be some sort of opening.
Okay. Can I grappling hook up to it?
Try.
Acrobatics.
Yeah.
13.
Lenny is able to successfully lash a grappling hook onto the vent thingy.
Still, sure, whatever. I'm not going to question. It's going my way. So, like, am I crawling through this like Die Hard?
What you find is it's just a simple opening like a window, but it's above the door to let air circulation through.
Okay, I look through the window.
All right. You see standing on the other side what appears to be the throne room with a single figure sitting on the throne talking to another figure.
Oh gosh, it's Kimmy, damn it.
Probably is.
It's me, Dragon Arm.
No, it's not. The figure looks frustrated. He's like, "Is our patrol not back yet?" And the other figure's like, "Sorry, sir, they haven't returned. Should we send out the warning sign and send out a scout party?" He's like, "Make it so, brother."
Oh. So, what does this person look like?
The person sitting on the throne. The person sitting on the throne is wearing familiar pure penultimate armor with a single red cross, but it's very ornamental, and it sort of resembles Zao's armor in a way as well.
Shouldn't there be like other penultimate guards since I convinced Lala that there was like, that this is where her, the thing she wanted was.
She might have not taken you seriously.
I rolled such a good number, though.
Also, if there were Penelope guards coming, they're probably fighting T-Rexes right now.
So. I hope.
Who knows? Who knows what's happened to those T-Rexes?
Oh, no, those I poor do. Guards.
So the figure has a long, luxurious blonde hair, but balding at the top.
Oh, God.
Is it, like, fine doll's hair?
It's like fine doll's hair.
Does he have a mustache?
Skin is leather like a football.
Does he have a mustache?
And overcooked hot dog.
And he's got a mustache.
What kind of mustache? Is it small or shaped like some part of a bike?
It's a bike, yeah. It's shaped like a bike.
So it's a wheel-shaped mustache, guys.
Oh my God. He's talking about Hillary Clinton.
Plop one, it's Hillary
Clinton. Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. Joe, damn it.
I don't know why I was supposed to. That. I mean, it helps us, right?
Yeah, way to
whatever.
Go.
I don't know. Hillary Clinton's probably got, like, witch powers.
So
or
where are we again? Like, in the doorway or in that?
You're still in the doorway. Lenny's perceiving all this, okay. So he can let you know.
Yo, Lenny, what's going on?
There's a weird hot dog samurai over there. Can I see how tough he is?
Like, he knows what hot dogs are.
They all look up and are like, what was that noise?
I throw my voice down to them, so it sounds like it's coming out of SIBO.
Yeah, you can roll a perception check to see how tough this guy is.
19.
He's pretty tough. He's the big boss, you might say.
Big boss.
Does he have an eye patch? Can you see anyone else in the room aside from those two? Yeah, he had a toadie he was talking to, right?
What's yeah, the he sent the toadie away. Though.
How about, oh. I talked about, hey, is that the emperor with the handlebar mustache?
The emperor is dead.
I can be the emperor.
Oh, God.
I do say that to Zal, though.
He's very close to bitch slapping you.
How many more fingers does Dragon Face have?
Civil War happens round two. Next time I'm just challenging to a duel, and that's going to solve all the issues right there.
Yep, Zao to replace his dragon face.
I would beat Zao. I'm a level 4.
Not with the rest of us helping Zao.
I said duel, not everyone help him out.
I don't know why they wouldn't, because they're kind of an asshole. Wouldn't they prefer the nice Japanese samurai?
I don't know why they would.
Oh, no, just the number of crits he's gotten means I think he might help the group more than you.
I mean, it's a tough call. He's got more character, you know?
Right?
Right.
Like, okay. You can't... Alright, let me explain this to you guys.
Okay.
Alright, so let's say you've got... It's more impressive when a bad person turns into a good person than if a good person just stays good.
Okay,
fact,
but... Fact
in the Bible.
But well, when is Dragon Prince going to do that?
Well...
Ever.
Well, we're only halfway through the story, if even that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to save one of you guys.
It'll be... Dragon stubs for arms, finally becomes a good person.
It's like it
stubs for arms.
After they're slowly shaved away by a samurai.
Yeah, like that would just keep punishing him by removing more of his arms.
Okay.
Alright, guys, you want to go in and attack this guy? I don't know. Is there anyone have any ideas? I kind of got the drop on him. I could probably do something.
I would say
here.
You should just blow dart him.
Wasn't he like
I do not have those.
You do have shurikens, though.
I do not. I did not pick up
any. I have a shuriken. I will toss up to you.
He's waiting for a patrol.
Yes, you can toss me a shuriken.
Why don't we just disguise ourselves as the patrol?
Oh, totally should do that. I like that plan.
Can your illusion cover all of us, or what?
I can cover myself, but you have a disguise kit.
I'm a human now.
Do we know what armor the patrol wears, though?
The ninjas,
right? Probably what they're wearing, like penultimate
gear. But those
gear.
Are scouts.
We'll
not
just
ninjas.
The toady will make the we'll all look like the toady.
That's true.
But with different like.
Does Zao know? Okay. Zao would know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Zao, what do they wear?
What do who wear?
The patrol, evil patrol, doom patrol.
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, you know what? They might be like the pure Penultimus might have zooped back in time. Well, I'm sure that's what it was. Alter the timeline.
I don't think this is like definitely another dimension, not a timeline. Well, man, our nerd level is just going through the roof right now.
Either way, they're zooming through time and space. D&D time machine.
Some alternate dimension future past.
So, yeah, I saw the toady, right?
You saw the toady.
All right, so I know what the armor looks like. Yeah, let's all just go variations of the toady.
Nice.
I'll
one of us will be right.
I'll cast disguise self on myself.
All right.
What about the rest of us?
And then you guys can get it done up with his disguise.
We can just be your prisoners.
I have a disguise kit. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Dragonface will be my prisoner because I imagine they don't. What? They'll be like, oh, we didn't hire this guy.
Well, I'm a human female at this point.
So. Oh, that's
are
true.
You still that? Did that? Okay.
Sure, we're off overnight. I'd prefer the
I suppose so. We have manacles. Yeah. I could put manacles on somebody.
Well, the dragon, the giant dragon wore off like in 2 seconds, so I assume this one did too.
Well, you took a rest. So.
Yeah, so that's probably good. Alright, I'm dragon face again. Yeah, I'll be like Chewbacca to your disguised Leia, actually. Or was that Lando? No, it was Leia.
It was Luke and Han.
It was not
to Luke save and Han. To save Leia.
No, it was movie. No that Leia. Right. No, Leia brought in Chewbacca as a prisoner when she was.
Oh, you're talking
nerds. Help me out here. Comment on this
podcast. Will be cut.
I've never heard of this movie.
Or should start.
So anyway, are we going with the meat? And one of you guys, and Tony has manacles too, so that works out.
Yeah, but why don't mention that? He'll disillusion him because then you got to break out of manacles when we eventually fight.
I can just leave them unlocked.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna strap the manacles around him, but unlocked.
Okay, then Mizzetto, you just want to disguise?
Yeah.
All right. He puts like a glasses on his beard. It's not me. Who's Mizzetto? I don't know who that is. I'm Lazaretto.
Lazaretto.
That's a Jack White song. Anyway, what? Continuing on.
All right.
Okay.
We're all disguised up. Yeah. Dragon face.
I think we should leave some dude like with like a bow and arrow in that place where we just were to like assassinate this dude.
Zao, you got your crossbow.
Oh yeah.
You mind staying back and aiming a crossbow?
And he sort of bows, and then he...
To me?
No. And then he like, climbs up to the vent without a rope.
That sounds like him.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go in.
All right, let's open that door.
Oh, and the path...
Who's leading?
No,
we gotta make our
secret
plan.
Secret code word is...
me, I can
okay, you have the most... Yeah.
The
charisma.
Boner.
Me and Mizzetto can be on either side of Dragon Face and the man.
When we say boners out, you shoot the crossbow.
That sounds fair. We got a code word.
We have to, like, work it into casual conversation.
I'm looking forward to this.
Man, the man was to give you a
I boner. Saw this guy. I saw this guy dressed as a female dwarf, but I got this huge boner.
He's going to lean to the side.
Everyone, like, ducks down.
That's not the only thing leaning to the side. Am I right? Jesus.
High five.
That was a high five, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Ladies.
We totally hit a high five perfectly, too. It wasn't, we didn't miss.
No. This. All right. You guys going into the room now?
Yes.
All right. So you swing the large, ornate wooden doors wide.
Should have had that when I was climbing up.
That works here, too. There's a lot of mass ripping in Mission Impossible, too.
And the fancy-looking penultimate guy on the throne looks up bored at you. He's like, what do you require, brother?
Okay, what do we require?
You do the talking on this one. I don't know.
Who is this you brought before
we
me?
We never really had an end game on this.
Okay, I got an idea now.
Go
we
for
get,
it.
Get our, we get you to the cell. Assumably they have other prisoners. We lead a revolt. Kill all these guys. Get... assumably a shard, or get home.
That seems like a very long plan. I suppose that's just
what's
fighting
your
this
plan?
Dude. I can't. He's talking.
That's a boring plan. Hey there, brother. We found this murderer.
Why is down with that?
Trying to kill some of our guards. Luckily, we beat him because total loser. Total idiot loser. We cut off his fingers.
Just wait till I get out of here.
Why didn't you just kill him on the spot?
I thought you'd want to do it, boss.
It's going good.
It's going good.
Okay. Dragon face kind of shifts in its manacles a little.
Let's go, guy. What's the plan, guys?
This is going exactly to plan.
Okay. What does he do?
I take no joy in the cleansing of this, but I will do it regardless.
He pulls out a katana.
Understandably. Real quick.
What are our immediate surroundings?
You are in a room, and there are large marble pillars to either side of you. There are several steps up towards the throne, and the throne is large, covered with red velvet.
Okay.
The roof is... Or the ceiling is very tall, and there is a light fixture hanging from it.
Okay. How is it lit?
The light fixture.
How is it lit?
Yeah.
My pirate instincts are kicking in.
This is all my hitman.
It's not like candles, it's like the paper, like.
Is the light fixture above this guy's head?
Not at the very moment.
Okay. We have to lure him under it, and then we have to
shove him.
Well, we have to shoot it. It works perfectly.
Oh my gosh.
Now here's
it's how we need a paper.
Oh, is
no,
it
I said it was metal.
Is it heavy?
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
oh,
but okay. It's got paper.
Yeah, I would assume like it'll do some damage to it.
Is the rope made of paper holding it?
No, it's made of rope.
Damn.
All right, well, the crossbow would still cut it.
The crossbow. Oh, of course.
How is it hung up there? Just like chained up or roped up or?
It's rope. Yeah.
Rope. Mm-hmm. Can I see where it's tied?
Mm-hmm. Your eyes follow the first even. Your eyes follow the rope, and it appears to be tied on. To the left behind the marble pillar.
Okay.
Of where you're standing right now.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I say we just go for it.
Time to kill Dragon Face.
How close is he? Alright, hold on. I missed that. How close is this dude to walking under this thing?
Yeah, what's the positioning?
He's about 20 feet away from it, and there's 20 feet between you and it.
Okay, we just lure him.
Dragon Face, you just run.
Dragon.
Yeah.
And then turn around. At that point, he'll probably chase you to cleanse.
No, I think. Well, if it's is it above? Is it like right in front of us, or is it over us?
It's 20 feet in front of you, and between you and him, you're about 40 feet. All
right. Well, then he's gonna walk up to us to cut my head off. So just put me on my knees, and then. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Under different circumstances.
Is that accurate?
20. That's 20. And this is the chandelier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's accurate.
Alright, someone's got. Sibo, can you have Sergio like tell Zal to shoot the rope instead of him? Because I don't think Zal is 100%.
Yeah, Sergio's not with me right now. He's in his pocket dimension.
Well, could you somehow tell?
He'll probably be a little stunned if an owl comes out of his nowhere. And
okay, well, how do you want Zal to know to shoot the damn rope?
Sir, before you kill this idiot.
Can you throw your voice to him?
I think
oh, yeah, could I throw my voice?
I don't see why not. It's one of your powers, right?
Hey, Zal! It's your captain over here. See that chandelier? Yeah, we're going to do something awesome.
Are you a girl again? This is weird.
Yeah, what is with the
my
boy?
Voice goes higher when I throw it.
That makes sense.
What?
As soon as Bulk Bogan over here goes under that chandelier, just fire your crossbow with that rope, okay?
No.
He gives you the affirmative, but he doesn't say anything because he's trying to be sneaky.
I was going to say, how do I know?
Okay!
Continue saying nothing if you agree.
Alright, so you guys put me like on my knees to be beheaded.
Yeah, alright. Okay,
out of the way.
Earlier when I said, hold on a sec, don't hold on a sec. I'm going to give you the honors of murdering this idiot. Hey, on your knees, fatty.
You poke him in the back of his shins.
Yeah, I do it a little rough because I'm still kind of mad at him.
You look like an overgrown hot dog. But with, like, worse skin. Like you've been in the sun a really long time.
I don't know what a hot dog is, brother.
You know what leather is, right?
I want to go get some hamburgers in the modern times.
How about, hey, suck my dick.
That should be pretty translatable.
Basilius Hogan takes a deep breath.
Basilius Hogan.
There's no way.
No, he's a dragon man, not a rat man.
Tell me, brothers. How do you feel about half humans?
Hate them.
I like them.
Quiet, idiot. I kick him a little.
Recite to me our belief system.
Boss, that's insulting.
Then we had the papers at one point in time.
I still have the book.
Okay, how about I distract him briefly while you flip through the book?
Yeah, just cough up and go and whip out the book and read from it. He'll just think you're an idiot, not like a faker.
Yeah, my memory's bad.
Because you have the book.
It's true, we have the book. Yeah, it seems like that'd be good evidence that we're in the group.
Yeah, so I would do that. If he wants to fight us, so be it. We'll pull him under the thing. And
yeah, if he still wants to fight all of us, he'll still walk up to us.
I got a kunai with chain. That's great for pulling.
Worst case scenario, the Assassin's dragon face just goes up there, grabs him, pulls him over towards the thing, and then we cut the rope.
I can hold him under.
Let's try the book thing. Let's try the book thing first. Yeah.
What?
Let's try the book thing.
Yeah, alright.
Go for that.
I always try and talk my way out of it.
Okay.
What?
Well, I read from the book. I don't have like a text or anything, so I probably should give it. Okay.
We can put that in post. That's
fair. So, this is the book words now. No, I'm not going to worry about that. So, Mizzetto's rule is stealth check to see if you're able to pull that off sneakily.
Is he even trying to do it sneakily? Or is he just like, fuck it, I'm reading from the book?
No, he just reads from the book.
Two.
Oh, jeez. So,
you got a negative one?
I have negative one stuff.
You are not sneaky at
not a great start.
I should have taken it from your hands.
So, Vasilius Hogan notices you.
Sir. He's our trainee. He just joined us. It's like his first week. We gotta cut him some slack.
Vasilius Hogan points his sword at disguised Mazzetto. He's like, let me see that book, boy.
Holds it, just hold it out.
That's fair, yeah.
Why?
Oh, God. So bad.
That's not going to go well. Superintendent.
Why would he just hold it out?
Mazzetto gets smited right there.
I'm not persuasive.
What's the diameter of the chandelier?
Exactly how big he is. Square,
is it 5x5?
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
So, Vasilia Hogan narrows his eyes. He's like, it looks very familiar. Like, it was mine at some point.
What? How can you tell it's yours?
Because it's like his book.
I mean, it seems like this would be a pretty common book. Like, they'd get all new
recruits. So let me explain to some of you guys. Angel's Gallery was taken from this guy, which is Bumbarks' ship.
You're breaking the fourth wall. It's ruining it.
No, we're able to infer this.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have inferred that. I thought this was like the Boy Scout handbook.
I go.
So they haven't had opportunity to make copies of this specific book because it was on Bumbox's ship.
Well, we found it on this dragon person.
In fact, I took over that ship and I'm the captain.
Oh, this monster, I kick him a little. Oh, boss, you better get over here and kill him.
You know how much I've pooped on the poop deck?
Boss, I know how much you were talking about that book. That's why you were so happy to bring it back. This asshole over here was bragging about how he was just going to eat it.
He tried to burn down your ship.
I didn't do that.
Twice.
I have never spoken to the Angels Gallery to any of you new recruits before. This seems a bit unusual.
This asshole told us about it. He wouldn't shut up.
You know what else is unusual is that haircut.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. You're prepared to die, dragon face. Silly Hogan's eyes go like super wide, and he pulls out his sword. He's like, "You die now!"
Go, boss, go!
Basically, so as he's walking up, he's walking up now, right?
He's running up,
running up, running up, running up, and you look, Zell. You're such a boner!
All right, roll for Zell.
Oh, boys, I think we might have made a boner. What am I rolling for?
attack with his crossbow.
Well, I know, but what stat?
Crossbow.
Oh, okay. Is with that with attack bonus?
Yeah.
13.
Not. Oh, that's some prowling. That's a thin rope really far away.
I got...
While he's wondering, can I cast Hold Person?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, I'm casting that. He has to succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Roll the dice. Two.
I knew he wasn't wise.
Alright, I got a better plan.
I'm running over to where the rope's tied right now.
I look up and just breathe fire onto the rope.
Save it. He'll just run over and get it.
Yeah, just.
Or I'll just shoot a longbow shot at it.
I'll untie it with my hands.
Why waste the arrow?
Yeah, I guess. I'm good. <All right. laughs>
Okay. Oh, here.
I slide in like it's baseball or something. It's tied. And I untie it.
Okay. And he's like, I smell filth.
Boss, I don't know what's happening. Don't panic. I think you're having a seizure.
You dare not take this paradise away from me!
First, what happens? I assume he calls for the guards.
Well, he could tell us he has.
Did the chandelier fall on him yet, or what?
Probably. You'd probably call for the guards as soon as
I throw my voice. Just kidding! Brother!
Well, we'll see if that'd work.
What would that be? Persuasion?
Probably performance.
Okay.
I hear that's.
Well, yeah, or, DM, persuasion, or performance?
Performance.
16.
Clark really wants us not to make this work.
He's probably got enough health to take the hit from the chandelier and all
that. Don't say that.
Yeah,
don't say that.
Yeah, this is just how we start the fight.
Alright. Oh, jeez.
Wait, he's got the shard in his hand, right?
You can get a success.
I assume it's magic and indestructible.
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
No, he hasn't moved.
I just cut it with my dagger. I don't even try on
it. Can somebody use magic powers and, like, magic hand and grab it? From his hand while he's paralyzed.
We couldn't take it out because he's.
Yeah. So we don't even know that he has it.
Oh. Tony, you see those D8s there?
Yes.
Pick them all up. Okay, roll all of them.
Oh geez.
Mm. 10, 12, 20, 31.
Okay.
He is dead.
Nope. He's still alive, so...
I think he gets another whiz save once he takes damage, if he's held, though.
Alright, so... Yeah. For sure, I guess Hogan's lag now crushed with the chandelier.
God, that was really cool.
But he's, like, sort of getting up now, see if he can actually do anything. It's 12.
A whiz save.
Plus 2 is 14.
No, 15.
It's not smart enough.
He's like paralyzed in pain.
Let's beat the shit out of him. I throw a trident at him.
Should we probably roll initiative?
Yeah, let's just do it.
He probably automatically fails.
I got a 10. Plus 1 is 11, which is my.
I got a 7.
11.
6.
I got a technically 1.
So, and Winston and I tied.
Hey, Zao, come on down.
Oh, yeah, Zao. No, Zao should just stay up there and snipe at him.
I guess. Well, he still needs initiative.
Yeah.
11.
Okay, so Winston, me, and Zao tied.
Okay.
I throw a trident at him because I said it first.
Okay. Just throw both your trident. Well,
no, I want to keep one in case I lose it for an entire game.
All right, on your back.
So, where's throw?
It's the same thing.
Oh, okay. It's cool.
It's just got a range.
8 plus.
It's a critical.
Oh.
You have advantage.
Alright.
So roll 2. It's only a critical if you're next to them. Within
I roll 2 of these?
I think you should just run up to them and get 2 criticals.
Throwing a trident is cooler than just stabbing.
Oh, yeah, you can.
We already have to.
Is it an extra action to pick up the trident after I do it?
It only would have been cooler if I cut it and rolled the rope.
It's an interaction.
Alright, whatever. I'll walk up and stab him. That's fine. Right, I got one hit, and now I roll a 20.
Well, roll 2 dice because you have advantage and take the highest. If you get a 20 on the 1, it's still a
3.
Okay, so you hit with the 1.
Alright.
So that's one attack that hits. It's an automatic critical. So roll your second attack.
Okay.
With 2 dice because you have advantage.
Kick him while he's down.
8 plus 7.
You have 2 dice because you have advantage. Take the highest of the 2.
9.
Okay, whichever one was higher.
So 9 plus 7 is 16.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, it works. It does damage.
How much damage? How many damage dice do I roll?
How many
damage? Oh, just normal. So it would be 1d or 2d6s.
2d4.
Blaze it.
Because they're criticals, you deal twice the dice.
Oh boy, a whole 6.
So roll. Okay, yeah.
I got 6. All right, now I use my second wind, a bonus action.
Well, you deal more than 6. You deal 6 plus...
Oh yeah, you're right. 6 plus 5. So yeah. That's 11.
11 damage for your attacks.
And I do an action surge and attack again. 3 plus 7. It's a 10.
You have advantage.
Oh, right. 8 for 11 again. 8. Oh, 9. That one hit. Okay, now you can do it again. 15, so...
Well, you don't get... You only get one more.
Oh, yeah. All right, well...
But roll your damage there on that one.
8 plus... 5. Do I have to put plus 5 and 5?
That's 9. So 20 damage total?
Well, if you want... No. That was my damage for both Tridents last time.
Yes, but you doubled the dice.
Oh, right.
Because it's an automatic critical, you just roll two dice.
D&D rules. They hard. All right, so then that's 9. Yeah. 9 plus... No, 9 5 plus 8.
For the second attack, and then 11 for the first two attacks.
Dragon Face stabs this hot dog on the floor.
He gets another whiz save because he took more damage.
How's he looking at this point?
He's looking still alive, but he just rolled a 9 plus 2 is 11.
Not good enough!
Mizzetto was MVP this episode.
With his rock hard wisdom check.
Does he check after every time he takes damage because it says during his turn?
Oh, okay. So never mind then.
Well, he didn't succeed anyway.
He didn't succeed anyway.
Sith Lord Mizzetto.
Alright, Winston or Zhao?
Well, I'll move up, do my sneak.
I will destroy you.
Alright. Attack 1 with my sneak attack.
You have advantage, so
both on top of a critical.
Nat 20.
Let me
even though it was an automatic critical anyway.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know how many I have to roll.
All of them.
Twice the dice, and then you add on your 2d6 for your sneak attack damage.
And I get to attack twice.
I think actually those get scimitar. Doubled too, so.
You have to roll a second time for the other weapon, correct?
Oh jeez.
Well, you'll to hit with the second weapon. This is just one weapon attack.
Oh my god. What did you get? What the?
Alright, it's my sneak attack, so I get an extra die or something.
Critical hits double the dice, and because those add dice to the attack roll, you get double those as well.
Wow. That's a lucky move. Yeah,
4, 10, 11. 16.
He's sitting there like,
18.
As he was like jabbing him with
21.
Like,
and then my other.
Plus whatever.
Yeah, he's I already did that. So that's 21 plus my. Then I do a
the second attack with advantage. Oh, well, you hit anyway, so with it's an auto critical. God, being paralyzed sucks ass.
Hey, at least we're not paralyzed.
That's true. Remember when Dragon Face was paralyzed?
6.
By that spider?
Oh, yeah.
12. 17. 18. 21 damage again.
Is he dead?
That's like Lenny cuts off.
Lenny knows exactly his, like, artery points.
I'm taking my sweet time.
Yeah,
do I get to do it again with my sneak attack?
Surgical. This Hulk Hogan is super dead.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, guys. Good job. High five
for Winston.
High fives all around.
Yeah. Okay.
No, high five.
And we all kind of did something.
We did all do something.
Two of us attacked. Mizzetto held him. You cut the rope.
Alright, well, that was ridiculously easy. Probably for a difficult boss.
That was supposed to be hard.
I'd like to check the body.
That's like the story.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Find the shard, yeah, okay.
He's got stuff. We want to separate his shit. Mm-hmm. I want his armor.
Does he have, does he have a durag?
Do you want to use a plot point on
that? I mean, you should have had a durag.
I don't want a durag.
No, he's got bald, doll-like hair, though.
What's he got on him?
He has that, he has a katana.
I'll take that.
Yeah, that might be cool.
You can have it. I'll take the armor.
Katana.
It hits for,
I see.
Can I see Zhao's for a sec?
It's a reskin, battle axe, I think. Great axe.
So, it hits for, 1d10 plus 3.
And it's a two-handed weapon.
And it with 5.
1d12?
No.
Okay. 1d10?
Okay.
Wait, so how much is your attacks normally?
Like, with sneak attack, it's 3d6.
No, what's your normal attack?
My attack bonus?
Yeah.
+5.
Oh, okay. So mine is actually more.
Yeah. I just get to attack a bunch.
What's your damage, though?
+3.
Plus...
It's 1d6 plus 3.
Oh, okay. So mine is... All right, mine is... I was like... Winston seems like he's tougher than me.
He automatically gets critical hits if he... Well, he doesn't auto-get critical hits, but he gets automatic sneak attack if he's within 5 feet of a friendly person who's beating the shit out of somebody.
Oh, I see.
So it's kind of like him sneaking a blade in between you beating the living shit out of him and, like, hitting him in the vinyl.
Well, it worked well, so...
I got to roll this twice!
All right, so... Yeah, what's his armor, like... Because Winston got the katana.
His armor is 16.
AC, so. Well, that's what it's I have right now, but probably good enough to sell, so I'll take
it. I could take it, because I only have 13.
Alright, yeah, alright, Andrew can take it.
Alright, Mazzetto takes the armor chest plate, and he has to sort of shorten up the arm parts.
Yeah, I can probably refit it.
Take some of the segments out.
Does he have anything else on him?
Don't you have, like, a forge, like a mini portable forge or some shit?
How about GP?
I have Smith's tools and stuff.
He has
me.
No GP.
Shit.
But he does have what appears to be a glowing shard of something.
Yeah, let's leave that.
It probably feels like it was worth it.
Alright, I'll pick up the shard.
Alright, so Dragonface takes hold of the orange glowing shard and notices it has a very large crack in it. As soon as he touches it, he goes catatonic and starts getting random flashes, visions of things that...
Flashes of, like, naked dragon chicks?
No, none of that.
Damn it.
So, you see a group of unicorns chasing down a bunch of gnomes in a field.
Oh, my dream.
You see the truce breaker taking a bath.
I call him.
You're currently on the floor foaming at the mouth as soon as you touch this thing. You see what appears to be a gnomon village underground, and a group of stalwart travelers conversing in a little nook. As the gnomes are celebrating their arrival. And that's about it, as far as your mind can comprehend.
Okay, I roll for wisdom to see if I can comprehend more. 1.
You forget what you already learned.
Your face dies. No. But you're currently comatose.
Okay, Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not seeing the vision, you're still comatose.
Well, I think he would see me, like, unconscious. That sounds about right. Alright. How long am I comatose for?
Are you still holding the shard?
Well, can I let go?
You're still comatose. No.
I think somebody would have the idea.
Can you use your magic hand to get the shard
out? Yeah, I'll grab it. I'll just kind of, like, push it out of his hands with mage hand.
Okay, so the shard, clinks along the floor. And to a standstill, and Dragonface slowly regains consciousness after that bullshit.
Man, that was a sweet acid trip, guys. Alright, okay. So now we got this thing. Can we pocket dimension this and use it for our own gain?
We might be able to do it if we put it in a sack or something, just so we're not directly touching it.
We have a sack.
I think we all have pouches where we're holding all
our
gear.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I have a backpack.
Who wants this? That
was Sebo touches I'll take it. With a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, Sebo has mage hand, so he should really hold on to it. Plus, it's magic. I feel like he'd be all about that.
Guys, maybe we should have asked Hulk Hogan how to get home.
Yeah, how to find out why they're here.
We can.
Well, he kind of started attacking us.
My mage hand only lasts for 1 minute, so it'd be best if I picked it up and put it.
All right, I have a backpack. Put it in my backpack.
Okay, I zoop it into Dragonface's backpack.
I'm gonna put
Kimmy Quickfinger steals it. Just kidding.
Okay, I got that now.
I make sure that it's securely fastened as well.
I got a lot of weird shit on me now.
Oh, I'm definitely in dinosaur skin.
We're definitely gonna sell this to some guy, and I use Mage Hand to give it to him, and he's gonna go comatose. We'll steal all the guy's stuff.
Okay, so now we have some serious.
We have the
questions.
Is this the gem that Truce Breaker needs, or is that a different one?
Like, does it look like the other shards?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. We don't really like to call him much.
I call him.
Hello?
Is this your shit that makes people go unconscious?
Oh, it appears to be somewhat broken. Where did you find the thing?
Some asshole's asshole.
Yeah, we literally found it in some dude's ass.
Well, that's not unusual.
Safekeeping and all.
It makes sure this doesn't get pickpocketed by your ex-girlfriend, eh, Lenny?
Alright, how do we... More important, how do we get back to the real world without getting in trouble for killing people?
Alright. Go back the way you came, and then I'll see if I can't do some magical finagling to get that door open again.
Try to get us in someplace else because there's giant T-Rexes waiting on the side.
I can make no such promises.
That was a really good point. You can't, like, open up a hole here, and then hopefully the hole on the other side will, like, not be in T-Rex.
Perhaps in Rexville without T-Rexes?
Whoa, is it called that? Because it's... No, it doesn't have T-Rexes.
Duck Face is at the crater, so we probably should go back there.
That's true.
We should probably figure out why the pure penultimates are in feudal Japan.
Nope, don't care. Let's go.
Yeah,
who are we going to ask?
Also, like, Zhao is like, we kind of owe him a little bit.
There's no leader anymore either.
Yeah, is Zhao coming with us? We didn't even establish that.
He'll probably want to stay here, but I'll try and convince
him. Wait, I cut off his head.
Zhao's?
No.
Bulk Bogan.
Bulk Bogan's. Mm-hmm. And I put it in my backpack to show the other penultimates. I killed this guy.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, is this tribal? If we kill the leader, we are the leader. Because technically, I got
Dragonface, give yourself a plot point. I like that.
I got the final blow. So
I'm tied by the doll-like hair.
I'm playing Hulk Hogan's fan.
I'm going to be a pirate captain and the leader of the penultimates.
All right, I got myself a plot point. Nice. All right. And Hulk Hogan's head just strapped to my belt.
With all the dwarf skulls.
Oh, dripping, yeah, next to those dripping brains out of it, because it is fresh.
It's nice and fresh.
Oh, gosh.
I'm, like, lapping up the blood as it comes out.
It's, like, slowly, like...
like a snack bag.
Yeah, like a little snack.
Tastes like hot sauce water. So you turn and notice Zhao is not behind you anymore. In the window, and he has not yet entered the room either.
Hey, Zhao!
He was all illusion the whole time.
Yeah. What do you mean, Zhao? Who's Zhao?
Don't remember, no, Zhao!
He's not from the real world, after all.
Well, guys, Zhao's probably happier here. Let's go and try and find a treasure room or something.
He could be dead, too.
Yeah, maybe
we should
search this palace for, like, documents and maybe, like, figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yes.
Know? So you want to go back through the door you just were?
Let's check around the palace, maybe around the throne, see if there's any... search for papers.
You search around the throne, and find no such things. There is an ornamental golden sheath, though, with no sword. But the sheath is made of solid gold. Might be a reflection.
I'll take it.
Lenny's got it.
Is there any good time?
Sibo's got his fingers like wiggling in front of it, and then it's just like zip.
Sibo, look over there. It's more gnome people. I'm just kidding. They're all dead.
There's no indication that there's a sword around. But the sheath is just lying there next to it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was for
Didn't
his
this dude have guards like a second ago?
There was one guy, yeah. Where's he left?
Oh, he was like, I don't want to be in anything.
Yeah, he GTFO'd.
So is there any other, like, rooms in this palace?
You don't notice any,
There's gotta be another exit, because the guy couldn't have gone out the way we did.
That's true.
You don't notice anything, so...
Perception check for a trap, or for a secret door?
Yeah, I'll search the walls and all that shit as well.
12.
Right, I'll do it too. Why not 10 worse?
I can't perceive for that.
I'll search the wall. 23.
Andrew found something.
Andrew's beard works as a sonar.
Just little things pop out of it, like Inspector Gadget.
A dousing beard.
And he notices there's a draft coming from the right side of the throne.
Hey guys, there's a draft over by the throne.
Mizzetto pushes against the wall, notices there's an opening in the wall that leads further on into the palace.
Let's go, guys. I want some more treasure. I can smell that gold.
I'm gonna cast Find Traps just in case.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah, good.
Perception.
Make sure you're keeping 15. Track of how many.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, he casted a spell.
I want
that's
to look
within 120 feet.
My elfin eyes.
Elephant with eyes or
wait, what? What's your elephant eyes see?
Peanuts.
Circus peanuts. And rage.
Why'd you gotta kill Dumbo's mom?
Because it's got a bunch of different types.
Everyone wants Santa.
So as Mizzetto enters the hallway leading into the other room, he casts Detect Trap, and he discovers on the wall that if you push it in just the right way, it'll kill you with spikes made of bamboo.
It's a trap.
Guys, maybe it's not worth it. Let's just go home.
I'll go just go home.
Can you push it with your mage hand to disarm it?
Mage hand only does like 5 to 10 pounds. Oh. Yeah, nothing more than 10 pounds.
Oh,
I'll push it. I'll push against it with the full 10 pound force. See what. All happens.
Right. So the lightest push on the wall makes it slap against the other wall.
God,
I don't want to be ground beef.
And so it doesn't like reset itself. Now it's safe to walk past.
Now it's safe to walk past.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's take like 5 steps past it and then check for more
find
traps.
Traps again.
Indiana Jones has taught me there's more than one. Can you do that magic again? Or
why don't we walk past it and have Dragonface like pull it back to its set position so if the guards come back,
it'll snap them. Dragonface, can you do that for us?
They don't suspect sure. anything.
Yeah. Like rolls up dragon sleeves once again and pushes this thing back to reset it.
Thanks, Dragon Face. This will probably murder someone. I know you like that.
So what's in this, like, corridor?
So you move on, and you notice a room full of ancient-looking parchment, all with a strange script that you don't understand.
Japanese.
I understand it.
Wait, Andrew can't read Japanese.
I robbed the orb.
Oh, Jesus. what do you want?
Hey, trust breaker. Can you read this? These squiggly lines?
Okay.
Wait, that's what Dragon Face says about all written words.
Except for squiggly lines.
What does this say? What does this say?
Dragon Face, that's English. It says bathroom. I'm sorry, that's American common. It says bathroom.
So Truthbreaker
puts on his reading glasses.
Through the orb. No, he blinks his frog-like eyes and he's like, this looks like history from 1600 something, and it's talking about some war between
1600
place called China. None of this makes any sense. I'm sorry.
Alright, well, you were useless. Thanks. Hang up.
No problem. Goodbye.
So maybe this wasn't actually like their palace. They probably just took this palace over.
Oh, that's what I assumed.
Alright, well, that seems pretty useless. Can we leave now?
Yeah.
Well, let's keep look.
Is there another
is it
door?
Just like a room, or
is this a dead
going?
End?
Yeah. It seems to be an ancient, like, well, not ancient, but ancient as in it's old. So it seems to be an old, like, archive room mm-hmm. where a bunch of documents are.
And there's like no continuation. It's just that.
Well,
room,
it has so. To because the toady went down this way. Otherwise, this toady's favorite reasons.
You imagine that guy's like, I don't want to fucking touch that trap again.
Alright,
yeah,
so
we totally get past.
So we just keep moving.
He walked. I mean, you had to push down on the wall.
Oh, okay.
So you move on, and you notice that the room sort of enters back into the courtroom, through a like a sort of winding staircase that goes up and then down. And so you're back in the courtroom, and you see what appears to be Zal, surrounded by more pink camouflage ninja.
How did Zal get there?
Because you're back in the room that you were
in. He
was held. It was like a loop.
Oh, okay.
It looped you back.
Told you they probably got him.
Damn.
So Zao's hand is twitching on his sword, and he's like, that heretic is dead. It's over. We can take back our palace. And they're like, you mean you could take back your palace, eh, General?
General Zao.
Oh, what he's... are you, chicken?
Oh, the dad jokes are strong today.
We don't have to fight anymore. He's dead. It's over. Where have you been when we needed you, Zao?
How many of these are there?
Oh, there's about 10.
Counting Zao.
Jesus. That's a lot of guys to fight for no reason. Let's talk our way out of this one.
Can do. Can do.
All right. Winston, start talking.
Well, is their conversation done?
They're
just interrupted. They're talking about bullshit anyway.
Gentlemen, what's the fight? This is a celebration day.
Y'all wearing pink anyway.
This man does not speak for me.
I definitely dispel disguise self before I enter the room.
Definitely. I'm taking off my mask and stuff way before they see me.
Okay.
How far away are we?
You're about 40 feet.
I'm going to cast Calm Emotions.
I'm going to take some slow steps back because they do not like dragon people, I don't think.
Does that work on more than one person?
20-foot radius sphere centered on a point.
Okay.
Did you hear that, DM? He's dropping an emotion bomb to calm him down.
Okay. Do I need to roll checks for that or something?
Charisma saving throw.
Okay, well, these are ninjas. They probably aren't very charismatic. That's a 10. That's a 3. That is a 14. That is a 4. That is another 14.
Going well.
That is a...
Are you writing these down or
that's
what?
A 6. No, none of them have succeeded. I'm going to count how many succeed.
Okay. So they're all 5.
So...
Just murder the one guy
8.
That realizes...
3?
So.
This is a 6. I have 12. There's 10. Okay, the 16. So the last guy succeeds and he's still mad. He's like, I'm gonna get you.
You probably try to.
Yeah, I'll try and charm him. I got an idea.
What's your plan?
Guys, can't we all just get along? I mean, this is a great day. The evil overlord is down. I mean, let's knock over a couple statues of him and call it a day. Let's all just get along.
Roll persuasion, I guess.
You did not think you were going to have to roll?
No,
I didn't have to when I was talking to Bulk Bogan.
That's true.
Oh, Matt 20.
That ninja falls in love with you.
Sure, baby, I know.
Well, that worked really easily. Let's just leave. Right.
So everyone's calmed and their heads are on straight and they're like,
ooh, ask them to join the pirate crew. That ninja probably will.
Ninja pirates? Would you?
Yeah.
You guys, I know you just went through a really bad job. How'd you feel about a really good job?
It's not a very specific one.
But I thought he was in love with me. It doesn't have to be.
It's just that one guy.
Do I want to show you my 20 again?
One extra pirate's better than that.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take one pirate.
All right, roll a thingy
check. My dice. He's going straight to the boat.
Guidance.
Oh, and he gained it
back. My man.
It's a dice. Thank you.
Here.
19, 23.
Okay. Now tell me what you're going to tell this guy.
Be a pirate.
So you know your man Zao over here? Hey, Zao.
Yes.
You say we're friends, right? And you helped us, we helped you. I'd say we really bonded. Do you think your friend over here would like to join us, maybe? Because I think your place is here, Zap. I kind of start crying.
A little bit.
You stop being a bitch.
Check your face, I need you to join our crew.
Captain Swift Hanser. So Zao approaches you with this other ninja in tow. He's like pulling him along with this ninja, and he's like,
"It has been my great honor to be in your crew.
It's been my honor to be your captain, Zao."
Thank you for helping me fulfill my quest.
So you join us forever now?
And then Zao
when your son is old enough, he's going to be at my pirate crew.
Wait. Is Zao saying he's leaving us?
Yes.
I say we knock him over the head and drag him into the other world.
He won't fight for us.
Sure, but what's worse than not fight?
The rest of you.
Yeah, I'll just kill you.
Zao sort of bows down, and he takes his katana from his sheath, and he gets on one knee and hands it to Lenny.
I take it.
I write down one katana. One Zao.
Hey, you already got a katana. Yeah, give me a katana.
Nope.
So the katana is a two-handed weapon, I think. So
This is going to be an ornamental piece I keep on the pirate ship.
Zao's katana is 1d12, whereas Hogan's katana was 1d10. So make sure you write that down.
All right, what's Mr. Ninja saying?
He's in awe of you and requests to join you on your quest because things have been pretty shitty around Zao land.
And what's your name, son? No, wait, pause. You're just Zao 2.
Zao 2.
Hey, Zao 2. Since ask Zao to give him all his Zao's armor since he's not gonna need it anymore.
Zao,
he's a ninja though.
So I feel like he's gonna need armor in Japan regardless.
Yeah, this will just slow this ninja down. This guy is going to be like a young Lenny, so he needs to be mobile.
Ninjas probably need to. Stealth
they
checks.
Need their dex.
Yeah.
All right, Zao 2.
Dex.
Welcome to the Lenny Swift Hands Pirate Crew.
Dex.
All right. I'll re-say that because this is a big moment.
Okay.
Zao 2. Welcome to the Swift Hands Pirate Crew.
Don't you mean the crusty shit?
We haven't gotten that painted on the boat yet. We're still deciding.
Circle up, team building time.
Everyone get the dicks out.
Initiation, get in the middle.
Oh, gross.
No.
Okay.
Don't do these things.
Zao is going to stay in feudal Japan.
Whoa, I'm sorry. One more thing. Zao, best friend, lover, friend. So I feel like this bulk bogan would have a bunch of treasure. And I feel like we're such friends that we should each get at least one piece of treasure. We did kill him. Obviously, you should get the rest. This is your home, and you helped kill him.
Got his head.
He gave you his katana.
I know. The rest of you didn't get anything.
I think we should knock him over the head and take
him
with
us. Knock us out!
We could knock
try that, I'm blinding you.
Oh, you want to fight again, Andrew?
He's just throwing acid in your
eyes. I've been on Andrew every time. He's got spells and shit.
I did more damage to Andrew than he did to me.
But then which I healed right back.
Yeah. I'm taking bonus actions.
So what does Zao say?
I do not know what is left of the treasury. I'm sorry.
Eh, that's okay, Zao. We'll probably get going now.
Alright.
You want to escort us back to where we were?
Okay.
Thanks, Pat.
So Zao has got his 9 calmed ninja following him now.
They're all like on Xanax.
Everything is fine in Ninja Land. And you guys head back down to the village areas. Is that an acceptable thing to say?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Where's the door to get out of this place?
There's a group of mourners and a pile of flowers.
Well, Dragon Face is no longer disguised at this point.
Yeah.
We got King Zao with us.
they point at Dragon Face and they're like, Dragonoo! Hashime! And they all panic again.
I'm sorry, real quick. Do we get any experience from Boss Bogan?
Yeah, we had to have.
Yeah.
Boss Bogan and, I don't know, I feel like some conversation experience for talking down 10 ninjas.
Sure, everyone give yourself 250 XP for a stupid easy boss fight.
That's 250 plus 760. I got it.
We should have 4,000.
No, I had 10 extra, so 4,010.
Such bull. I think he should get 390 because he didn't talk to the ninjas.
Not true.
He was hiding. He was pretty much doing the best that he could do at that point. He's like, I'm going to be back here. I don't want to scare no more people.
So wait, so now they're all panicking, right?
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
I was going
to sleep.
Yeah, Zal won't give a shit anymore. He's gone.
He's like right next to you.
Yeah, he has a bunch of ninjas with him, remember?
I better wait on that one.
Yeah, I better hold that
maybe
one.
Maybe next to your Japan.
Hold Japan. Okay.
I think we're ready to go through that portal.
Alright, so as you step towards the spot and the waving fields of grain or rice or whatever.
It's true, has there grain in Japan?
I don't know. There's grain in Japan.
Yeah.
Was there? Okay, I didn't know there was rice.
Soba.
Of course.
So. Show, of course.
You're trying to say Sony? Show off.
The door to your dimension or whatever, future, past, bullshit,
days
opens up.
Future, past?
Yes. Opens up, and you can see a concentrating truce breaker on the other side. He's like, alright, assholes, time to come home.
Is our duck there?
He's not visible, but you're in the middle of the crater.
Okay. Is there T-Rexes walking around?
No.
Thank God.
I thought you meant, like, when we could see him, that he was taking us right to him. And I'm like, oh, no, we can't leave Duckface. Okay, I'm going to give Zal one last, like, fist bump, and then I'll take a step through the portal.
I take a step through the portal.
Oh, I'm going to be dragging Zal, too, just to make sure he doesn't leave.
I want to be the last one through the portal.
Zal doesn't go through the portal.
I'm the last one through the portal.
Zal 2.
I give him the finger on my way out.
Zal cuts it off.
Yeah. He would not be that fast.
He holds up one of your other ones.
Yeah, okay. So all of you make your ways... Wait.
Before I go through the portal, I'm going to take out Dragonface's finger and throw it to Zal.
No!
And then zip through the portal.
Wait, I roll to see if I catch it midair.
Yeah, you're all right.
Too late! I'm already in the portal. Tan didn't work.
Dragonface loosened an arm in the portal.
And then I give him finger guns as I zip through the portal.
His dark face just looks like an arm. It's like,
white nose!
Zoop. Good thing you're not called Dragon Arm.
No, you're fine.
Dragon Arm now.
Right. So you didn't lose an arm.
Okay, good. So we get through the portal. Is Duckface visible?
No. Duckface is at the beginning of the crater, so you have to walk a little bit. So as you make your way through the portal, Truthbreaker wipes a bead of froggy sweat off his brow, and he's like, well, that's over. And behind him, you see the corpses of two T-Rexes, one of which is, like, his head has been turned into a bloody paste, and Leaf is still beating it in with the mace.
That's my kitty.
Yeah!
I forgot we left. Hey, sorry, guys.
The lizards are dead. I have killed them.
How did that happen?
Truthbreaker probably fried his brains and then Leaf went nuts.
Squirrel Girl has killed Thanos. Don't question it.
Oh, fuck, dude. Well, did you find the MacGuffin?
Nope.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure I saw you have
the MacGuffin. Classic Dragon Face humor.
Then why did you ask?
No response.
Alright, Dragon Face, you want to hand over that,
I thought we needed to be at the shrine for that.
I'm standing right in front of you.
Oh, this isn't. I've always tried to poke him. Just make sure he's not an illusion.
He steps back because you're trying to.
I've had an issue with illusions lately.
Is this the first time we've seen him as not a ghost?
Yeah.
Oh. Guys, this is so
I keep walking out to poke him.
He keeps backing away. He takes out his scrying staff. He's like poking at your head. He's like,
"Don't
touch me."
Seabo, can I borrow your 10-foot pole?
I hand over my 10-foot pole.
I try to poke him.
He bats the pole away. He's like, stop it!
Guys, I think he's real.
I grab my pole back.
I need this pole. How are you even carrying this thing?
It's sideways. It's like diagonal.
Sideways. Yeah, but that's like, you ever try like...
Yeah, you're a gnome, too.
I'm like 4 feet tall. It's mounted high on my back and like at a very horizontal
diagonal.
Ducks
everyone over.
And Tony, poke him with your mage hand.
I use my mage hand to just hand over the shard.
Alright, so Sibo takes the mage hand out of Dragonface's backpack and gives the shard to Truthbreaker, who does not go catatonic, and he's like, well, thank God. Or, wait, I don't believe in that. Thank science.
Dragonface?
No.
Thank magic.
Thank magic. I don't believe in magic.
I am going to return to my humble keep. You stay here. Don't follow me.
Do we close our eyes?
Are we following for sure?
When I figure out where the next shot is. Bye!
I run after him.
Truthbreaker casts his spell. He flies and then zoops away like a...
Damn it.
Come back!
I'll get you, Truthbreaker!
Fuck you, Dragonfire!
Thank you for listening to Legion of Renop episode 15, brother. If you want to listen to more, go to our iTunes and like and subscribe to us. Also, go to our website at legionofrenop.com, brother. That's where you get all the recent episodes by clicking the episodes link. That's all we have for today, brother. I've said brother too much, brother. You have a good day, brother.
Yeah, I had a shower before I came here, and I told my parents, I'm like, oh, I don't think you're allowed to play D&D if you're a sweaty nerd.
Frowned upon.